The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Today, America is at a crossroads. We are heading towards a future that is unrecognizable.
The White House now admits its own policies may in fact be driving the migrant surge.
Raising taxes on Americans.
Lines forming at some gas stations in South Carolina. Others have temporarily closed signs on their pumps.
A future where our leaders are more concerned with canceling you than doing their jobs. But you can't cancel America.
We don't give in to cancel culture. We have work to do. But I believe in the goodness of America. Our best future will not come from Washington schemes or socialist dreams. It will come from you, the American people.
U.S. Senator Tim Scott announced this week that he'll be seeking one more term in the U.S. Senate. And we're proud to have Senator Scott spend a few minutes with us this morning as he's traveling around the Palmetto State to kick off his reelection campaign. Welcome, Senator. Glad to have you in.
Thank you, Joey. It's always good to be back on the show. Appreciate it.
All right. Let's start with the fact that you say that you're seeking one more term. Talk with us about how you made that decision.
Well, when I first ran for the Senate, I decided that I would only serve two full terms. And one of the things that we definitely need more in Washington is if you make a promise, keep your promise. I love serving the great state of South Carolina, but this will be my last run for the Senate. And I'll say this to you, Joey, that no greater blessing can a man have than to serve the people of the good state of South Carolina. And we have a lot to defend and we have a lot to get accomplished. You look at the Biden agenda, whether it's security, the economy, open borders, defund the police. They believe that demographics are destiny and they're just dead wrong. So we have to prove to the American people why our conservative approach works. And why it works so well. Good news is we have 2016 through 2020, the Trump economy, the years where we spent more money investing in education and historically black colleges, universities, bringing unemployment rates to a 70-year low for women. We saw our economy grow faster because we had the right person, the right policies, and the right approach.
Yep. And that's what we have to get back to. You know, this morning, all morning long, we talk about what can we do going forward. We can't change what happened in November of last year, but we can change what happens next year. And of course, you'll be on the ballot and we got to get you reelected. But in our neighboring states, in North Carolina, in Georgia, we have Senate seats there. We can regain a Senate seat in Georgia. Let's talk for a minute, Senator. You were asked to speak to the nation in response to President Joe Biden's first address to a session of the Joint Congress. Your remarks were dead on. You said what Americans needed to hear. Let's talk about the 5 months or so that President Biden has been in office. And my first question to you is, when does the spending stop? It seems like his answer to every solution is spend more money.
It's painful to watch, Joey, and it's painful to not be able to stop most of the bad things he's already been able to accomplish. Think about the $1.9 trillion COVID relief package. Only 1% with the vaccines, 9% with the COVID-related health. In other words, you literally had about $1.7 trillion being spent on a liberal wish list, not focusing at all on actual COVID initiatives. We have a reason why we need to run for re-election, because you the kind of spending that you're talking about, Joey, is without question. It's a miserable experience. That one package will cost the average American family $25,000.
Wow.
He proposed a budget of $6 trillion. We only bring in under $4 trillion. It's a 50% increase. And on top of that $6 trillion budget, he had that $1.9 trillion COVID package, $2.3 trillion for infrastructure, $1.8 trillion for a family plan. The spending seems to never stop. And it's not just wrong. It's immoral to place the burden on the shoulders of your children and your grandchildren so that you can spend their money today. I can't think of anything more amoral.
Yeah, it is. It's just crazy. It's out of control. I've never seen anything like it in my lifetime. And it's leading to a lot of other negative impacts. I mean, look at inflation. And the president says that he doesn't want to raise taxes on the middle class. But the inflation that we're starting to see hints of, that's exactly what he's doing, isn't it?
Well, there's no question about it. Joe, you hit the nail on the head. When you think about the inflationary effect that's happening because of this administration, let's just think about some of the common sense things. Gas in this country, May over May, is up 56%. Used cars are up 30% now. Used cars depreciate in value. When you've got when your economic plan is so bad that you cause a depreciating asset to go up in value, that's pretty bad. Laundry appliances, your washers and your dryers up 27%, airfares 24%, insurance 17%, public transportation 16%, bikes, hotels, furniture near 10%, milk, eggs, everything that the middle class needs costs more. And on top of all of that, we've seen prices overall up 5% in the past year. It's the largest increase since 2008. This is an absolute fundamental transformation of the American economy targeting the middle income of America.
Yeah, yeah. On our guest line this morning, Senator Tim Scott, he's traveling around the state announcing his bid for re-election next year. Senator, in a campaign ad that you released this week, you say our best future will not come from Washington schemes or socialist dreams. It will come from basically us, the American people. And that's the greatness of our country, isn't it? We can do something about this.
Absolutely. The good news, Joey, we never wait for the government to set our economy free. We've actually had to overcome even bad government. And we see that around South Carolina and the nation. Think about it this way. Classic example that Washington schemes don't work is seen in small businesses that are started in apartments, in garages that grow into multi-billion dollar efforts. We see small businesses alleviate poverty throughout this country. When you think about the anchor that keeps us steady, it's the appetite we have for small businesses, for entrepreneurs to have a dream, a vision, a hope. And they go to work, they hire their neighbors, they hire their friends, and they start working on the next big thing, not thinking about the next big thing, but it becomes the next big thing because the innovation and the creativity of the American people is undeniably the greatest source of economic prosperity and opportunity on earth. The government suppresses that when we tax them too much and they spend too much of our money. It is impossible to expect a small business owner and their employees to be able to handle competition from your government and confiscating of too much of your assets and resources to spend in a way that is inconsistent with your priorities.
Yeah, yeah. And we just have to get government out of the way so that the American people can do what they do best. Senator, you are the first and only Black American elected to both the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate. And what a story you have. You and I have talked in the past, and I've heard you ask the question, in what other country can someone go from cotton to Congress in just one lifetime? And at a time when our country seems to be going backwards when it comes to race relations, talk with us a minute about what you say to a young Black boy or girl who questions the opportunity that they have to achieve their dream in this great country of ours.
You know, Joy, one of the saddest moments that one can have when you look at the Democrat prioritization of race, they believe that demographics is your destiny. Nothing is further from the truth. Where you're born doesn't decide where you die. Your effort matters the most. And I would say to any young African-American boy or girl, frankly, any white person born in poverty as well, that in America, anyone from anywhere at any time can rise beyond their wildest imagination. I know that to be true, not because I read it in a book, because I've lived it myself. One of the reasons why I talk about from cotton to Congress is because in my grandfather's lifetime, we went from having him picking cotton to me picking a seat in Congress. Literally the most remarkable things are available in this nation. It's one of the reasons why, while the left continues to work on the cancel culture, they look for ways to cancel me and you, cancel our objective, fair approach to making reality of the greatest dreams that people have. But you can't cancel America.
Yep.
You just can't cancel the greatest country on earth. And I would tell that young person that when you're looking into your future, realize because you're an American, because you're born here, you can go to any school you want to. You can have any job you want to have. You can marry the woman or the man that you love. You can do anything in this country because you have been born into the most exceptional nation on earth. And the only thing in your way, not the color of your skin,
yeah,
it's the effort, the tenacity. What you bring to the table will determine what happens in your life.
Exactly. Senator Tim Scott, always a pleasure. We look forward to having you on the Morning Answer here throughout the coming year as you seek re-election. We're behind you, and we appreciate what you do representing the state of South Carolina every day in the U.S. Senate.
Thanks so much, Joey. God bless. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you. U.S. Senator Tim Scott. Up next, we'll get back to your phone calls and your comments on the Big Rock text line, 877-235-9405. Hope you'll join the conversation on The Morning Answer.